So how are you doing?
It's been a pretty day.
How so?
I don't really think I want to go into details on that one today.
I was wondering.
So, topic change. Dance classes?
Yeah, dance classes.
How long have you been doing that?
This week was our third week, but we also did it about a year ago.
Is this going to become kind of like a normal thing?
I don't know. It's fun.
Well, I don't have anyone to dance with, so I wouldn't know.
Ashley went once by herself.
How does that work?
Well, kind of not really. My mom was sick, so she ended up dancing with my dad.
Ah, okay.
And she had a good time. So then she's like, hey, we should do dance class. Like, ugh, I don't wanna. But we went anyways. It was a lot of fun.
Then it turned into okay, let's do this.
Yeah. It's a nice couple hours out doing something.
Interesting.
Goofing off, laughing at each other.
You know, I have a strange feeling with how often we end up recording on Tuesday that Tuesday's just going to be our recording night.
Yeah, probably. I think we've only recorded on two Mondays.
And yeah, we're something
episode
like that.
14 now.
Is this episode 14?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
I think you just released 13 yesterday.
Yeah, it was. You know, we could throw a wrench in everything and release this episode tonight.
We could.
And then just start a new timing where we record on Tuesdays and release it the same night.
We could do that too. Although you're going to have to edit it after I go to sleep.
I can't tell if you're being serious or sarcastic.
Yes.
You.
You're welcome.
You're supposed to give me a clear indication one way or the other.
You can record it or edit it tonight and release it. I don't care.
After that whole shouting match in a few of the discords that I posted that in, definitely Pens and Friends was the most vocal. But they were also the most polite about how they told me to go do certain things that are anatomically impossible. Yeah. Who would have thought people actually like schedules?
I generally like schedules. That's why I tell my project manager to schedule things. So that way I don't have to remember.
Hmm.
I can have Outlook tell me, oh, yeah, you got this happening. Go do it.
So for people listening, when you see this Wednesday morning, it's because we decided to record it Tuesday, edit it Tuesday, and post it Tuesday before I go to bed.
Yay!
I wonder how many people that's going to off.
How many subscribers do we have? Approximately 1/3.
Okay. Yeah, I've got no clue how many subscribers we have because Squarespace is being stupid right now.
Super.
Yeah, super enough to where I wish I had enough money to cover the back end so we could do what we did for BYOB. But if I do that for one show, then I have to do that for like 5 shows.
Hmm.
That's a little expensive.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that.
Yeah, it's like $30 for the YouTube stuff for like Adobe. Then it's like another $50 for all the hosting. We're going to wait a little bit before we start doing that.
Do we need to find a philosophical sponsor?
My question is, who would sponsor us?
You got me. I wouldn't sponsor me.
I'd sponsor you. I'm kind of wondering about me, though.
You already have a sponsor.
Yeah, but that's only for pen-related stuff. I mean, yeah, that's one more sponsor than you have, but still.
Yeah, exactly.
I wonder if the local tavern would sponsor you.
No, because I don't drink there enough.
Ah.
Because I like getting a bottle of booze for $30 instead of 5 drinks.
It's been a long time since I've actually been into a bar.
We go about once a month with the office.
I pretty much just don't go because the last time I went, what did I have? 3 shots of Jaeger.
Well, see, that's your problem.
4 Baker Streets, which is a Jaeger 151 mix. And then
are you like 18?
6. What?
Are you 18?
No, I'm 33.
Then why are you drinking 18-year-old drinks?
I like
not 18-year-old drinks, but drinks for 18-year-olds.
I just like hard liquor.
Jaeger and 151?
Yeah.
You know, there's like a million other options that taste better.
I grew up drinking paint thinner, man. By paint thinner, I mean Everclear.
Yeah, there's like a million different options that are better.
I mean, honestly, my favorite drink, well, okay, my favorite shooting drink is a 252.
Two shots of 151?
No. You take a shot of 151 and a shot of 101 Wild Turkey.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, 251, not...
No, 252. 101
or yeah, and 151. 252. I was doubling 151.
Which wow. doesn't
double the 252.
No, this isn't 302. That we're not 302. Playing darts.
Or wait, maybe I was using Common Core math.
No, you can't salvage this one.
Yep, it was Common Core math. You just throw away half the numbers. They don't matter.
Where the f*** did you get that from?
From an actual Common Core question. Hold on, I saved this to my phone because it blew my mind when I read it.
Okay.
Give me a second. I got to find it.
Wow.
Like, the fact that kids were getting taught this just absolutely blew my mind.
Half the numbers like, don't matter.
That's not math. That's not how math works.
Real life is like, whose line is it anyway? Now, to be fair, my actual favorite drink of all time is 18-year-old Macallan.
Okay.
Yeah. Either on the rocks with water imported from Scotland or neat.
Okay, the question is, tell how to make 10 when adding 8 and 5. And the student answered, you cannot make 10 with the 8 and 5. And it got it wrong. The teacher said, yes, you can. Take 2 from 5 and add 8. 8 plus 2 equals 10. Then add 3. That's 13. That is not 10.
What? No wonder. No. That's just stupid. There's no logic to that at all. And our kids are being taught this.
This is Common Core. I just sent you the picture. You might have to put that in the show notes.
Girl from Ipanema. You know, at least the kid had the common sense to put, you cannot make 10 with 8. Okay. Okay, I'm just going to sip my wine. How can you even teach this?
I have no idea.
How do you not just admit that you're the biggest idiot on the face of the earth? Wow. Okay. Thank you for officially breaking my brain tonight. What's something that makes sense? Dogs. No, they don't make sense. I'm getting to fly my drone at work some more on Thursday.
At work?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. You're doing that media thing. Is that right?
We do have some kids coming in from some of the magnet schools here to do some kind of technology job thing or something or other. And the coordinator wants me to do an aerial photograph of all the students that are coming.
Nice.
Yeah.
You should ask him that Common Core question.
Actually, I'll do that tomorrow during our team meeting. I'll let you know how many what the f- looks do I get.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Same here. I still have a what the f- look on my face.
Every time I look at that and bring that up, I have a what the f- look on my face.
If you try to teach your children that, I will drive up to New York, I will get a stepladder, and I will backhand you into oblivion.
My kids won't be taught that. If I have to homeschool them to teach them proper math, then I will.
Good man. I suddenly respect you. Now, where's my maple syrup?
Which one?
The Vermont maple syrup that you promised me?
I never promised you Vermont maple syrup.
I thought you did.
No, I promised you New York maple syrup.
I thought you said Vermont.
New York?
Vermont?
Why would I go to Vermont when I'm in New York, which has plenty of good maple syrup?
Could have sworn you said Vermont.
And besides, I don't know where to get bourbon barrel aged maple syrup in Vermont.
Oh, you just had to say bourbon barrel. You are a very evil person. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of bourbon, when are you going to fill your, when are you going to fill Moose's costume?
When I get bourbon that I don't immediately open and drink.
How much bourbon can that barrel hold?
It holds a liter.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're not going to put any like bottom shelf bourbon in that barrel. Only good stuff for Moose.
People pay money for bottom shelf stuff.
Honestly, the bottom shelf here extends to the bottom three shelves. Most of it's like Canadian stuff in plastic bottles.
If it comes in plastic, it's not worth spending money on.
I think the saying is, if it gets you drunk 5 days of the week, then it works.
I don't drink it to get drunk, though.
You're not in Oklahoma.
I'm also not an alcoholic. I'm an alcohol enthusiast. Not that I'm saying you're an alcoholic.
We were on a podcast together. I think we both did copious amounts of drinking.
I was enthusiastically drinking, though.
I was enthusiastically participating in a conversation that required me to imbibe every time something stupid was said. Unfortunately.
So I got a new desk at work.
You did?
Yeah, it does. I did. And it goes up, and it goes down, and it goes up, and it goes down.
And up and down, and up and down, and left and right.
No, it doesn't go left and right, or
okay.
Well, actually, it could go left and right, because it is on wheels.
It just can't do the other.
Right.
No, left.
You can go forwards, backwards, left, right, up and down.
Do you feel more productive?
I think so.
Do or do not, there is no think.
I've only had it for 2 days. It feels better than my old desk, because my old desk was about to fall apart, and I had a convertible desk thing on top of a 2x6 to raise it up high enough.
Yeah, even with my chair on its lowest setting, I kind of have to slouch, and the desk is really starting to hurt my back at work, so I'm probably going to go see a doctor to get a waiver to either have my desk raised or get a sit-stand desk.
It's really nice. Just press the button, and it goes up to 50 inches high. Press the button again, and it goes back down to 30.
Ooh, now I envy you. Okay, normally I wouldn't come back in after hitting stop record, but seriously, what the f***?
What, Times New Roman?
Yes, Times New Roman. What the f***, Phil?
What? I didn't create it.
You may not have created it, but seriously, what is this?
It says exactly what it is.
It takes the worst font and makes it even worse.
Why?
Okay. Estimated word count for a 15-page single-spaced document in 12-point type. Times New Roman, 6,600. Times Newer Roman, 5,800.
Yeah, so that's like...
Why?
That's 800 less words you have to type.
It's only 800 words.
Yeah, so it's less you have to type.
Why do you... Okay, why would you care about 800 words? If you're going to be in the quadruple digits for your word count, why not just go for more? You already know your teacher or professor is going to check out by the 2,000 word mark, so you might as well just keep going.
Because I don't want to write that much.
Yeah. You are succeeding in breaking me tonight.
That's my job. Like, even though I'm not paid for it.
I mean, I made the mistake of Googling, why is Common Core so bad? Yeah, then you showed me this.
Yeah.
Are you trying to kill me?
No.
I used to be a teacher.
So you wouldn't like Times New Roman?
No.
It would be less to read in grade.
I would prefer my students do it in Helvetica or something similar.
So maybe there's a Helvetica newer.
Oh, damn it. Now I've got to Google that. Oh, you've got to be kidding me.
Is there one of those too?
There's an old and a new Helvetica.
Oh, is it new as in N-E-U-E-U?
Yeah.
Is that spelled right? That's Apple's font. This isn't the same as Times New Roman.
Really, Phil?
What?
Where do you come up with this stuff?
What stuff?
Like, I was living a perfectly normal life until Times New Roman.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
I don't know.
I had my dogs, I had my computers, I had my job, I had my booze. And now I've got Common Core Math and Times Newer Roman.
Yeah, but now if you have to write a report for work, you can use Times Newer Roman and half-ass it less.
I'll just use Comic Sans.
This isn't a comic book. This is serious work. You gotta use Times New Roman. Or in this case, Times Newer Roman.
if I'm in a world where I don't have to math, and if I'm in a world where word count matters more, I might as well
it's
just say.
It's not word count. It's page count. I want a two full page report. So you use Times New Roman and fill it out quicker.
If I ever go back into teaching, knowing what I know now, I'm going to have to literally go off of word count.
Well, the thing with teaching now is you don't have to do a printed sheet anymore. You hand them, they handed you the Word doc file, and then that way you can actually go look at it and see what font they're using.
Our professors let us turn in PDFs, so they couldn't actually check our font.
You don't do that anymore.
No, you're right. But I swear, if I ever go back to school, or if I ever go back into teaching, you, Phil, you will be the reason my students hate me.
I'm okay with that.